The historic Empress Theatre building in the Notre Dame de Grasse neighborhood is to be sold for redevelopment. The City of Montreal announced earlier this week that the iconic building on the corner of Old Orchard Ave and Sherbrooke West, which has been decommissioned since 1992, is now up for sale for mixed-use development. The director of Montreal's Real Estate Strategy Department, Annie Gerbeau, stated, quote, "The Empress Theatre has undergone a financial analysis that will allow us to proceed with a sale shortly. There's no word yet on who the building might go to, but it will be residential with at least 20% for non-market housing on site." This marks the end to a long history of neighborhood efforts to preserve the building and get it running as a theater again.
If they can preserve the facade at the very least, I think that will be a win for the community, because what we've had there now since 1992 is a rotten tooth in the middle of a great street, you know, like across from the park, in what should be like the heart of the business district of NDG. And I think that you have a rotting building sitting there in the middle of all that, and it just brings down the whole face of the community.
That was Paul Scriver. Scriver was the board president of the Empress Cultural Center around 10 years ago, a group dedicated to getting the theater renovated and functioning again. The Cultural Center was one of multiple groups over the years to try to pull funds together and purchase the building, to no avail. The theater was built in 1927. It was the only theater in Canada built in the Egyptian Revival style, a fad of the 20s popular after the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. The theater has scarabs and sarcophagi detailing around the bold stone pillars, iconography now more reminiscent of flappers and feather headbands than pharaohs on thrones. The building has had many transformations. Originally hosting vaudeville and burlesque shows, it was turned into a cabaret through the mid-60s. Then, in 1968, it became a cinema. Scott McLeod is an artist in NDG. He has fond memories of attending the theater through the 1980s to see cult classics.
And, you know, we saw Stop Making Sense, and we saw Blue Velvet, Rocky Horror Picture Show. So there was a strong nostalgia to that era, because there really wasn't much then. This is pre-internet and everything. So we going a night out to see at a repertory cinema or to see a new release was, you know, an exciting date. It was a great thing to go out and do, and munching back the popcorn and enjoying the sight. And we had that at our front door, which was kind of great. We didn't have to go all the way downtown. So that's something that I reflect on positively.
But in 1992, a fire destroyed the cinema, and the building was decommissioned and boarded up. McLeod recently made an animated film about the Empress called Empress Blue, and he also has a song with the same title.
Will the Empress rise again? Bring back a lady of Grace's friends.
McLeod, Scriver, and others in the community hope that whatever happens to the building, some of this history is preserved. Heritage Montreal has also spoken out, saying that the building should preserve elements of the facade and possibly even elements of the interior. The future of the Empress Hotel is now in the hands of developers. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
It is December 2nd at 11, Monday. I'm Maxwell, the show's REVC. First REVC at 11, and I'm a little scrambled. Maybe I was throwing together this thing on the way here. Still, this stuff I've been listening to all week, there's some really exciting stuff. For Thanksgiving, you guys know I love that Al Kiola. And he came out with a little Thanksgiving mood thing, a little compilation tape, so you know we're going to be listening to some of that. And you know that Magnetic Fields, the 69 love songs, that Tiny Desk came out. And yeah, I cried. I even cried at the first one, at all my little words, to hear him do it in the deep voice. It sounded just amazing. And if you have judgments, if you want to judge me, then you should do it on my Instagram, REVC period CJLO. So we're going to listen to some 69 love songs that were not on that thing, of course. It wouldn't be REVC without such. And, yeah, we're having a fun show. I've got some avalanches on here. It's, we had some snow. So whenever it's the first snow, you know, I got to listen to some Munich Machine. And, yeah, we're going to take this, we're taking today one song at a time. First, some Magnetic Fields.
Yeah.
soon. And the stars come out and they all go dancing. And there is nothing I'd like more than a twirl across this real floor. Well, I don't know why, but I just feel like dancing.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're cruising the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. This is Mutations 11, some new Basil Kircher. Not new. He's been dead for over a decade now. But they're always re-releasing these unreleased, you know, movie soundtrack tapes, and so this is off this new Mutations album with Jack Nathan alongside. Before that, two songs off 69 Love Songs. First, Sweet Lovin' Man. And then The Sun Goes Down and The World Goes Dancing. After this, some ads, and after that, some Apples in Stereo, some Avalanches, some Munich Machine. After that, new Electrolane live tapes. And there's a new Brian Jonestown Massacre. We'll get to that when we get to it. First, some of this.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Everything I say falls away like the fade on the radio song. And everything I try pass me by. Like the tide seems to rise then. can't find myself, and there's no one there. Sometimes I can see myself, I can be myself with a friend now. Every day I write, broke my eyes, and my mind fills with complications. And everywhere I go, pass by slow, fading moments and aspirations. Still there's something to be said for company at this time of morning. See, I knew we'd agree. How can anyone deny the benefits of lying with your friend? We'll try it again. Sometimes when I'm by myself, I can't find myself, and there's no one there. Sometimes I can be myself, I can see myself with a friend.
Thank you. great. Far out.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on that magical AM tuner, or you're cruising the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. First show at 11. Hope you guys are having a good morning. A little bit of a wake-up. Some Munich Machine. That's the German supergroup founded by one Moroder. Off the titular album, A Whiter Shade of Pale. That's my personal favorite Munich Machine album. The other one with the two beat-em-up robots on the cover. I think that's just titled Munich Machine. That one's also really good. A bit more of a medley festival. Really good, though. There's one minute 40 seconds long on that thing called Spring Interlude. I got super into. Before that, off of the classic Avalanche's album Wildflower, If I Was a Folk Star with a Tori Moi on that thing. He's coming to town soon enough, I believe, with Panda Bear and Sonic Boom, I think. Pick up your tickets. That sounds absolutely crazy. Before that, The Benefits of Lying with Your Friends, The Apples in Stereo, off of their, what many consider their magnum opus, Her Wallpaper Reverie. We're going to keep this thing moving. There's some electro and live sessions coming out. Let's enjoy that.
Oh, flashing lights lighting up all around us, and the things are starting to happen. The things are starting to happen, but then I had been alive, and these things were lighting us up, and then I was forgotten. Yeah, oh, I was forgotten. Oh, I mean that I forgot. So we'll drink from the bottle and roll the dice. We'll build the sweet buildings, work overtime, and we'll let our hearts do the talking. And we'll let our hearts do the talking.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're cruising the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. The song I'm talking over, it's I Love You. Al Caiola off that new Love Letter tape that just was released, you know. Before that, Girl Go, Stevie Moore off his album, The North. Before that, Julie Dorian, Lovers of the World off of that album, I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. Before that, new Brian Jonestown Massacre with Amy Mann, Don't Look at Me. Before that, the Electrolane Live that I was talking about, The Valleys. Some fun with this, man. I love this Al Caiola. If you know that one promo, that Help promo, he does the boom, boom, boom at the end of that thing. That song is called The World is Waiting on the Sunrise, or Your Sunrise. You'd have to find out for me. It's off of his album, Solid Gold Guitar. After this, we're going to listen to Maynard Ferguson's version of MacArthur Park. I absolutely love that thing. And so why not, indulge ourselves a little bit. It's quite bombastic at first. And so you guys might get slapped in the face with some trumpets and stuff. But eventually, I think you're going to find yourself. I'm sure many of you have heard it before. I've just been listening to it a ton. And, every once in a while when I listen to something a ton, even if I'm sure some have heard it, I just want to play it. Those of you who really were there in the center of my Asia fandom like a year ago now, you'll know that. I mean, I played like Deacon Blues like two in a row, and then I think I played Peg the next time. Sometimes these things just happen. Either way, without much further ado, after this, here is some Maynard Ferguson, and then we'll close this thing out. That will get you hopping. That will get you hopping all around the studio. You know, during the first half, you're freaking out, and then the second half, you're doing a little Peanuts dance with your feet flapping back and forth. Well, that was the MacArthur Park, Maynard Ferguson. I said that too fast, MacArthur Park by Maynard Ferguson. I got that off of the compilation tape, The Essence of Maynard Ferguson. Well, I feel like this has been a pretty good first episode for this time slot. REVC an hour earlier. I need to change all my promos. But soon enough, it should all be in shape. And like I said, for the foreseeable future, we will be at 11. And, yeah, it's nice being this early. You know, I'm kind of waking myself up. You know, I'm already woken up. I have to run all the way over here in the morning, but it really jolts you. All right, we're going to leave it there. I'll see you guys next week, REVC at 11, same time.